Hello and welcome to this, I was going to say years, episode.
It feels like it's been a year. It feels like it.
Yeah. This year's episode of Jiu-Jitsu is Hard.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Katie. And...
Oh, I'm Mallory.
And...
I'm Jen.
Cool.
We're all here.
Everybody is present. Accounted for. We are in Jen's office this time with this really, really fancy microphone that like attaches to her desk. And does all of the things.
It makes us look super official.
We look very professional.
We should take a picture.
Oh, yeah. We should. Oh, why didn't I wear my picture stuff?
Look at us.
It's fine.
I guess I didn't need to.
We're not here to impress.
I almost wore one of my new dresses, though, because it's like, I don't have that many clothes that fit me right now. So my only clothes are like more like professional
style clothes.
So I don't have a lot of like relaxing clothes because my wardrobe just hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well,
there's a reason we don't video record these podcasts.
the amount of effort that it would take, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, because you've done it. Did you do it on your last episode?
No.
Okay.
No. Honestly, like, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
The editing, even just to get it to work for YouTube, sucks. So, I mean, for me.
Yeah, which we're talking about. Jen has another podcast, actually, that she does. Do you want to talk about it?
A little bit. Yeah, let's talk. Erica and I do Dear Boss Ladies, and we talk about women in business and what we're doing to get through life and business as moms with kids of different ages and spouses who travel for a career. So, yeah, check us out at Dear Boss Ladies.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks.
And we love them.
Yeah.
You guys really are boss ladies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You guys are doing big things right now with your business, and I'm here for it. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's really so awesome. Nice. Yeah.
It's been fun. Really fun.
Yeah. So, we're all kind of doing jiu-jitsu
in our own ways.
I feel like that was something I was thinking about today, is that all of us are like in just different places in our jiu-jitsu. Like I'm kind of not really training that much. And I feel like Mallory, you've been training a lot, it seems like.
Well, not really. Over the past, I'm just there different. I feel like I'm there different nights than you.
That's what.
So, but then a lot of nights we're both not there. But no, the past, month and a half, I feel like I've been in a training lull. And I feel like coaching is, the only thing right now making me go to the gym. Because I'm like, well, I need to know jiu-jitsu to teach jiu-jitsu. So.
That's true.
But. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I've been going through it a little bit, and my motivation is low, and I got to get my shit back together.
Yeah.
You know, I also haven't, I don't know when I'm competing next, and I feel like that's, a really big motivator for me, when I know when I'm competing. I think that there's a sub-league in May.
There is.
So I guess I'll have to commit to that.
I believe
it'll help me get my shit together.
I believe it's the 16th and the 17th, if I am not mistaken.
All right.
Or it's very close to those dates.
Okay. I can get my shit together, I think, by then.
Oh, man. I don't know about me. Jen.
I will not be.
Yeah. Jen's done competing.
Yeah, totally done. No, I've also been off for a while. Yeah, because I had my neck thing going on, and then I came back, and I came back too soon. And, the whole thing, you just keep trying and trying. And then I got this amazing tattoo from Wade.
Sewer rat.
And I promised him that I would follow his rules and wait until he said I could train. So I waited a little over a week for that. Now we're at 2 weeks, and then I think I go back in to him in a couple more weeks. So it'll be a weird, this is the longest I've been off training in 5 years. So
Wow.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
I don't really like it. I came back. I did open mat, two rounds with Mallory. Yep. I've been, light drilling with Jesse and then not sparring because I'm not supposed to. And then every time I tried to come back with my neck, I was, worried. But now it's good. So that was, a great Band-Aid ripoff was...
Yeah.
Mallory trying to choke me.
So. Trying being the key word. Trying.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then, like, it was a rare night where her and I were both together, mm-hmm, and then we still didn't end up training. God.
We had intentions of training.
We started warm-ups, and then all of a sudden, something is happening on the back mat where, like, we were done with the drilling, and then everybody is gathered in, except Zach was like, guys, like, and Coop was down on the ground, and we were like, what the fuck is going on?
Like chalk drawing shape on the ground.
Like, yeah.
Down.
Just, that's exactly what the video looked like.
Yeah. It is something. We'll have to attach the video to this pod.
I honestly thought he had a seizure.
Yeah, like, but his kneecap was literally on the side of his knee, like where it's not supposed to be. So I felt so bad for the kid, but... I remember I saw it in the video and, like, he said it afterwards where he was like, I looked at it and then I was just like, oh, no. And then I just couldn't look at it anymore. So.
He kept trying to sit up and I was like, no. Lay down. Yeah, and I'm all standing between him and the knee like, David, you need to come over here.
Yeah, so.
You should know what's going on.
Yeah. I did not want to touch it. So I called BJ and I was like, do you want to come down to the gym? I was like, you ever...
As in, you absolutely have to come down to the gym right now.
See you in 3 minutes,
I was
right?
Like, I was like, somebody dislocated their knee, and he was like, well, you can do it. And I was like, I don't want to. Like, just come down and you'll see. And he came in and he was like, oh, yeah, that's not where it goes at all. Like a very on par for BJ and who he is as a person.
So he was very concerned, is what you mean.
Yeah, he was like, all right, we're going to put it back into place. And then, you know, we had Coop back up and walking, but he's hurting.
Yeah.
He was hurting a lot. And then we get him over to the bench and he just is like, pale white, like a ghost.
Thank God for the fruit snacks.
I know.
Oh, good
thing. He's like, I haven't eaten today.
What?
I was like, bro, you're 17. You gotta be eating. Like, you gotta training as much as he does.
Oh my God, right?
Because he also runs and does other things.
Yes. Like, shout out to him for being such a busy, badass 17-year-old. Mm-hmm. But please eat your food, friends.
Yeah.
Please,
always eat your food.
Yeah. Nourish your bodies so that you don't die. But in case you dislocate a knee so you don't pass out.
And the outcome was that BJ put it back.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did I skip that part?
What? I don't know.
I just, like, brushed over it. Like, yeah. So
or maybe
BJ
you
did
say it, but, like, I was just thinking about how incredible it is that someone can put somebody else's just kneecap together.
Yeah.
Like, when you're just like, oh, yeah, BJ, like, I'm just going to call him. And then I think it's funny, like, this interaction between you two where he's like, well, can't you do it?
Yeah.
And you
I was
said,
like, I probably
no.
could have, but I really don't want to.
Yeah. And then he just, like, showed up. I think that's really, really cool.
He's like our resident PT at the gym, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
How long do
he
you...
wants to be, but he is now. Hi, BJ.
Pretty much.
Yeah. How long do you have to go to school to be able to put somebody's kneecap back together?
Well, I mean, athletic trainers can do it. And
really?
I don't know how long they have to. Oh. Yeah.
I think I'm just really amazed.
You could probably do it. Like,
I don't know.
It was like butter, though. Like,
it really
we
was.
Prepared, like, hand holding and BJ's like, it's gonna hurt and the whole deal, and then
it just
nothing, didn't even hear a sound.
Yeah,
it just back in.
It was really smooth.
Did it make a sound when it dislocated, or does
I don't know
if that even makes a sound.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so that was something, and kind of like truly a freak accident. Like, it was nobody's fault. We were literally doing warm-ups.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it just happened. It was a freak accident.
Yeah.
Well, so. And Coop got some medical news that confirmed it was a freak accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad it's back together. So that happened.
Yeah.
So that's why you haven't trained.
All because.
Yeah. Well, we didn't train that night.
The kids had to get hurt.
We were playing mom and therapist and handing out fruit snacks.
As you should.
Yeah. So.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to train with the white belt boys anyway.
I get it.
Yeah.
Some nights you just can't.
No.
That's what I hate is being older, where I'm just like, I want to train with them really hard, though. But, like, my body's just not there
you
right
can't
now.
Do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it could be. It's just, like, it's not there right now.
Right.
But yeah. I felt like I could do that before I had Hank.
Which means you will do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely. Just, I yeah. feel really,
yeah.
weird about it. Mm-hmm. I feel weird about being at the gym, like, and trying to do jujitsu now.
But we miss you.
I know.
Yeah, no, no, no.
But also, but I was telling you the other day,
go ahead.
I was telling you the other day that, like, your jujitsu now, like, I've noticed it's different, but it's better even since, not since you came back, but, like, your other, like, you're more flexible, your core, I'm watching you, like, pull up into, like, a V shape to get past yeah. people, yeah. and, like, you're doing things that you weren't doing before. Also, David's been murder mounting and double arm barring people.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I say, oh, good, the Katie special again.
It is one of my favorite things
He's
to do.
He's taking one from yep. your playbook.
It's really, really hard for me to get into that position all the time right now. Like, mm-hmm. some days I feel better than others. And it really is just because sometimes I don't sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the sleep deprivation, more mm-hmm. than anything, I think is what really has got me. Mm-hmm. Because I can like, get okay with my body. Like, right. I'm mm-hmm. getting there where I'm like, okay, it is what it is. I am just starting. This is where I'm going to meet myself at. Like, mm-hmm. this is where I have to go. And I know I will get back, but it's really, really hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, like, getting myself to go to the gym. And then sometimes it's hard because, like, my parents were just in Hawaii. That's also why I kind of mm-hmm. wasn't around.
Yeah,
right.
And my mom is really great and will watch Hank a couple nights a week. That's so nice. Then I can go train. Mm-hmm. And it's really great.
Yeah, that's...
It's so nice.
That
to
is
have.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish that I could just have my mom here to babysit my dog. So like I can imagine.
Shelly is the cutest dog. She's so cute.
She's so neurotic, but we love her.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I'm proud of you for like your mindset shift that you're doing. Because yeah. I know it's hard, yeah. but you're doing awesome.
Thanks. To be transparent, the antidepressants really help.
Oh my God, girl, I'm with you.
Yeah, I have to say the postpartum is like really hard, mm-hmm. but I feel like when they say like you should like get help,
yeah,
like they're not kidding, like yeah, because it can be better, and yeah. it's all it is for me that I really like is like I can just feel happier in general. So even though like things hurt, it's like I don't have to like dwell on it and cry
right.
about
sure.
it.
Sure. Yeah.
Like that was like the thing that was the hardest was like a lot of the crying. But mm-hmm. we also have over the last month, I feel like sleep with him has gotten yeah. a lot better.
Yeah.
So with the sleep getting better, then I'm just like more like stable. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it's really hard to be stable mm-hmm. for me. And so dang, if you're struggling
there's
go
no
ask for help. And yes. it, and even like I got really lucky. I was worried that because my doctor retired, I was super sad because he was a really great doctor. But then so I got this new one, and like at first he was like, oh, we're not changing medications today. And I was just like, sir, let me tell you what. And he was really nice about it. You know, he like prescribed me what I needed and like really understood like what was going on. Mm-hmm. Cause he was saying that his sister had gone through like postpartum mm-hmm. and he saw her struggle really bad.
Oh, wow.
So he was like really empathetic to like the postpartum struggle. Mm-hmm. But at first he was just like, no, like we'll keep things kind of how they are. And I was just like, I was surprised at advocating for myself so much.
I'm so proud
wow.
of you.
But I did that's it. Huge. And I think when you go to the doctor, sometimes you need to advocate for yourself or get like a second opinion
right.
or whatever yeah. it is. And because that's really important. And it was really hard for me to do because I'm like asking Mr. Whitecoat to listen to me. You're like, I'm not crazy. Is I know what my chart says about myself, mm-hmm. but trust me, like I know what's going on. And
yeah.
so he like really believed in me.
That's great.
And I think what I was a little annoyed coming out of the whole thing because he did say kind of that I ate too much. Which I was just kind of like, you know, I just had a baby. Like
right?
I did eat a lot when I had this baby, but like seriously, he's really healthy, so I think he did the right thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But and he's so cute.
He is so
he's
cute.
He's getting so big.
Oh my
Guys,
God, I love him so much.
He has a tiny little toothy sticking out.
Stop!
You can feel that there's going to be a tooth.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
How?
I don't know.
Isn't he like 2 weeks old?
He is going to be 5 months here in just a little bit.
Oh, holy crap.
It's only been 5 months since I literally had a child.
Yeah.
And I That's came back wild. To jujitsu yeah. in December.
That's yeah. huge.
December 2nd, I think mm-hmm. it was, when yeah. we had promotions. And I yeah. had the baby, like, at the end of October. Like, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, it's crazy.
You're a champ.
Yeah. yeah. I'm doing You're okay. And I think yeah. I'm not giving myself yeah. credit sometimes for mm-hmm. doing that kind of
I
stuff.
I love that you are right now.
I am right
like,
now.
You're giving yeah. yourself fucking credit because you deserve
Feels
it.
Feels good.
Mm-hmm. Kudos.
It's hard to That's give yourself it. Credit, though, isn't it? When you're like, it's hard. We're always hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I've been really hard on myself, yeah. and then I feel like both of you have been really great about being like my little text buddies and being like, "No, like you're doing fine, like everything mm-hmm. is great." Yes. And I'm like, "Okay." It's like I feel a little bit like I've been, and this is why I think having friends is great, like in like this kind of community of like feeling like I can tell you like whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then you come back at me with like something good or bad or like. Telling True. Me how it is or, like, things like that. I love those, like, real checks because, like, those are real friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because we spend our time, like, jujitsuing each other and, like, really trusting each other, that yeah. I feel like without jujitsu, I don't know that we would have, like, the bond that we have.
It's right? a different yeah, kind of bond.
It is different. It's very
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
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 Like, there's something to be said about it that I feel like a lot of people miss out on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really great.
It's pretty so. Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not the same as a CrossFit bond. Those things suck. I'm just kidding. I'm all going to go, we have it too.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on CrossFit.
Yeah. Don't, yeah, not Alarm. Doing that. So in that case, we actually wrote down stuff to remember to talk about that yeah. we want to talk about today. And Jen's got a topic.
Yeah, we're going to talk today about imposter syndrome and like how like, it's always the blue belt blues, but now in my experience, I mean, granted, I'm only, like, partway through purple. It's every belt. I think this mm-hmm. ebb and flow mm-hmm. of, like, exactly what you were saying, Katie, about, like, complimenting yourself and, like, accepting, like, the accomplishments and the things that you've done is, like, valid and good because when you get promoted, you're on the top of the world and everything's fucking great and then all of a sudden, like, everything you thought you knew is out the window because now people are more real with you and they train harder with you and they train different with you. So you feel like you weren't worthy or like you didn't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a period where you kind of even out, everybody's okay, and you catch up. And then it comes back again. I feel like it's right when you're supposed to start to get closer to the next belt is when mm-hmm. you get that next of like, oh shit, I don't know anything, but it's the same thing because you've improved. Now people are going to go harder on you.
Yeah.
So we hear a lot. We had, I'm just going to say, Andrew. Hi, Andrew. Shout out to Big Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
I told you in the van when you were sitting there that I was going to tell the story, but he trained with a drop-in that came in and this guy is like...
So good.
A pretty phenomenal black belt. And this isn't just from my opinion. This is from other... black belts from his home gym that also feel the same way about his jujitsu. So it's not like this guy came in and I'm like, oh, he's really good.
Yeah, no, he's like actually
he's incredible. And so Andrew's feeling like maybe his jujitsu is not up to snuff like where he thought it was because he had such a difficult time with this guy.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't have that. And mind you, the size difference too was pretty substantial.
It was.
Would you say like what, like 90 pounds maybe
Something
more?
Something like that.
So for Andrew to have that size difference, Andrew's the bigger guy, to have somebody just like mop the mat with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck yeah, you're going to feel defeated because he's never had that happen to him before.
Right.
So I think we need to remind ourselves that when somebody... especially if their upper belts are training differently with you, it's because they're pushing you to a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like this, you're not good. You're being given more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm bad too. Cause I'll sit there and be like, I don't know jujitsu.
Yo,
but what do you think?
I needed to hear that.
Ah, yeah.
Like I needed to hear that so badly. Like, because I'm yeah. with Andrew. Like I feel Well, jujitsu is fucking hard.
It's so hard.
Like, it really is. And fuck, I feel like I'm just in this spot where I feel like I'm just sucking.
Right.
But also, yeah. like I know, like, all the white belts and the fundamentals people are working so, so hard. And, like, mm-hmm. I love yeah. to see it.
Yeah.
And, like, I love, like, helping with like teaching and coaching or whatever. Okay. So it's very like satisfying to me, like when I get to roll with them and they're give me a fucking hard time. But then I'm like, fuck, why am I not submitting these fucking white belts? And then I'm like, no, like that's just, it is how it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like then, but then I'm like, well, maybe I'm teaching them okay then.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's like this double-edged thing where I'm like, fuck, I want to be better, but also I want them to be better than me.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. That is what you want. Like, that's the weird part about being like, we own a jiu-jitsu studio is that like everyone in there, the point is to make them all better than me. And I'm supposed to be the one that's like, like a black belt person.
Right.
Like, that's supposed to be my title. And I'm just like, and like, I'll roll with Branch. Oh my gosh.
Oh Lord, Branch.
So hard to deal with. And like, he's getting harder and harder and harder to deal with. And he's so funny because he'll be like, oh man, you're so good. And I'm just like, what are you talking about, Branch? Mm-hmm. You are out of your mind. But I like, really, my response is actually like, I remember to say thank you. Like, someone's actually giving me a compliment and like, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just like, you know what? Like, I almost died like 10 times in that round. You almost triangled me. Like, almost every single time, he almost his triangles are so dirty.
I know.
This
motherfucker.
I actually like had a moment. So, open mat was really good for me yesterday because like I needed to roll rounds and like get good rounds in, because since I've been in like this weird place for the last like month or so, like I've just like I haven't stayed to do rounds. I'm just like, class has been ending early so they could do more rounds for like March competition, and I'm just like, I don't really fucking care, like I'm leaving. And yeah, so I like needed to do those yesterday, and I rolled with Branch, and I had a moment where I was oh my gosh, I am defending this better. So it kind of like made me feel a little bit better about my jiu-jitsu, because he didn't triangle me.
Finally
didn't triangle me. But I mean, he got me there, but I was able to defend it better. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not doing as bad as I thought. So it's like, take the little wins, people.
Yeah.
Because that was a little win for me, but it's, you know, maybe I will get out of this rut.
Well, you also offended the shit out of the triangle that I tried to put you in yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So I did not sub you in my triangle because your defense was on another level. And I was like, God damn it. Normally, this would have been a little easier.
You did armbar me, though, pretty good.
Yeah, well, I had to do something.
I did defend it for a long time,
yes,
though.
Did.
I defended for a long time.
I'm really proud of you, Jen.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sorry, Mallory. I guess I'm not proud of you.
That's okay. I love rolling with Jen so much because I know that she's not going to, like, take it easy on me.
You're also not going to get hurt either.
Which, oh, yeah.
Because
like,
we know you're not going to hurt us, but, like, we know you're going to give us a hard time. It's really nice.
So, yeah, I love rolling with both of you. Because
you're on the short list.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm so honored.
Yeah. You're actually like number one on the short list. Yeah. For, like, when you're like when I think about, like, it's always Jen and Mallory are my top. Yeah. So it's just like those are who I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. After that it's Jesse, and then I don't know who after that. Well, Erica sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Erica definitely.
And I love training with Sean and Wade too.
Yeah.
Nurse Sean. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Nurse Sean. He's a good partner. Mm-hmm. He's really fun.
Did you hear the story about his Crocs being stolen, supposedly? So this is hilarious.
Have her tell the whole story. Yeah,
so here's, this is, I saw everything happen. Okay. It was really funny. So Sean, in the middle of fundamentals class, is just like, my Crocs are missing. And no one had been in the gym. His, like, kids didn't hide them. We couldn't find them. And we're, like, Erica and I, had just walked out. And then we didn't see it all happening. We just heard about it through the text where, like, you're, like, Sean's walking out Jesus style, and, like, with no shoes on.
Totally barefoot.
That's how we found out. And so I was, like, oh, that's so weird. I remember him being there. I don't remember seeing anyone. Like, and then I thought, did someone off the street come and steal his Crocs? Is what I thought. Yeah. Like, someone just walked into the gym.
I mean, stranger things happen.
Yeah, exactly. So it could have happened. And so we finally were like, oh, yeah, we should look back on the gym video to see. So we're looking back and like we find the spot. I see where he puts his Crocs and then I just start clicking to see how long are the Crocs still on the
roll the back thing. The tapes.
I was like, yeah. I totally was like, I'm going to find out who fucking stole these Crocs.
Private investigator.
Yeah, here I am.
Mind you, an email also went out looking for the Crocs before this happened.
Yes. And yeah, an email about the missing Crocs. It was like the mystery of the missing Crocs.
Nobody replied.
Yeah. And so I finally see that the Crocs are gone. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back on the video and check it. And you look, and it's just little Camilla grabs the Crocs and puts them on and walks out. And it's me, Erica, and Camilla. Neither Erica or I look to, like, see what shoe she's wearing. But she is, you can see clearly in the video that she is wearing these really too big Crocs.
The fact is, she's, like, 8.
Yeah.
And she stole a grown man's shoe.
Yeah.
Stop.
So she walked out of the window. It was funny because right before
we checked, were her shoes?
We don't know.
Erica has no idea.
We don't know where the shoes went. Or now I'm like, did she even wear shoes? Who knows?
Oh my God.
Who knows what happened to her shoes?
Have you heard that then Erica could not find the Crocs in her house?
Yeah.
She couldn't find Sean's Crocs?
Sean's Crocs were missing in Erica's house.
Oh my gosh.
And Wyatt had them.
That's hilarious. I bet they fit Wyatt better than Camilla. So.
He was probably like, somebody must have got these for me.
It's like the traveling Crocs.
Oh my gosh. The brotherhood.
The brotherhood. Yeah.
You can just like spray those suckers out. Like all these kids wearing his
shoes. Wait, can we make this a thing where whenever Sean's at the gym, we hide his Crocs?
Oh my gosh.
And if Sean is not listening to this podcast, please turn him on to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Or join us in on this secret.
Join us.
Nathan, I know you're listening, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have Nathan do it.
Nathan will totally
do it. You do it, Nathan.
Stick them inside of your Crocs, Nathan. They'll fit.
Oh my gosh, they probably would. But yeah, so those were the missing Crocs.
Oh,
so that happened.
That's wonderful.
So bad.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Camilla is so, I just love her. Mm-hmm. When I got before class the other day, she came up to me and she was like, you want to fight?
Oh,
and I was like, I absolutely do. And she is really good.
She
really
is.
You know,
I remember when she started and she wasn't even speaking like full regular sentences.
Yeah,
like,
she was such a little
She was a baby.
I feel like she got old like overnight. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's mm-hmm. weird. Like, that's gonna be Hank.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know, with that first toothy coming in, he's gonna get the teeth.
It's wild.
You've been biting like that damn UFC fight.
Oh well, yeah. So what happened?
I don't know. All I saw was a bite mark, and then that he tattooed it.
Oh really?
Yeah, and that guy is out of the UFC.
Oh,
it was
wow.
his debut fight.
And he bit and somebody.
Yeah, like. Substantial bite marks, like the whole mouth shape in the back of his arm. He was like pinned him up.
I saw a picture, I think, and I was like, I don't know if this is real because it's on the internet.
No, the video. I
need to look that up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that up. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Man,
I missed it too, unfortunately.
Yeah, we went to Eugene yesterday. That's why
I was watching Vanderpump Rules.
You too.
We are.
Scandaval. I caught up, you guys. I caught up. So if you listen, we can talk about it.
That was literally why I came over early, so that I could watch the rest of season 10 with her.
Nice.
I was like, this is where shit gets good.
Nice.
I want you to be.
You want me
VPR
to,
girl.
You do.
I really do.
Oh,
you,
man.
You need a binge. It's we're on season 11.
Oh my gosh, I got.
That's the one that's live on TV right now. Mm-hmm. So,
oh okay.
Yeah.
So I have time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're like 20 episodes each season, 45 minutes long. It'll be fine.
Oh wow.
The drama.
Drama.
It's so good. It's so good.
Okay.
As
okay.
I sit here in my send it to Daryl Lala Kent
oh,
hoodie.
We love Lala.
Shout out to Lala.
God, I love her. You would really like her, Katie.
Okay.
She just fucking says it.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm
Doesn't
sold.
Matter what it is. She's saying it.
Yeah, you just gotta stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that when it starts, they're like in their early 20s and they're all
Yeah.
Like
you watch
people.
Them grow up.
Okay.
We're on the Jiu-Jitsu Hard podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, they could all use Jiu-Jitsu in their lives. We'll bring it back.
Oh, my God, no. Can you imagine? It'd be so bad.
Oh, man. Anyways, is there anything else that we wanted to... We got very off track there.
Well, yeah.
But I loved it.
That's fine.
I loved it a lot.
Yeah.
I do want to give, like, a serious shout-out to Nathan, though, because I feel like he's, like, our number one fan.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I love him so much, and we really appreciate you. He always asks, when's the next episode of the pod?
Yeah, he's for you, Nathan.
He told me, I listened to it, like, I don't know if you, like, put the headphones on. He's like, I listened to it and like in bed and my wife's like, what are you laughing about? And he's like, jujitsu is hard.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I love you so much.
I love that he's laughing at us. That makes you feel really good that somebody's enjoying it.
I know. So shout out, Nathan. Because, you're awesome. If we had merch, we'd send you some free merch.
Maybe that's our next project. Just like maybe just what we need is another project. But
oh,
hey,
God.
Perfect.
You know. Just put a Canva order.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And then, and you were saying Elise for sure. Yeah. Elise's been listening to the podcast. And like, what I really appreciate about Elise is that I've been watching her do jiu-jitsu and like, she's been improving like incredibly because she's been really consistent. And that's not easy to do.
No.
Yeah.
And no. I am having a hard time being consistent. So when I see other people being consistent, I'm like, hell yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah. And she's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I rolled with her yesterday.
Yeah. Open mat. And she's just like, I haven't rolled with her in a few weeks, but mm-hmm. I mean, I rolled with her when she very first started and, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
the, like, you know, spazzy white belt thing. She's like so calm and like,
mm-hmm.
she's like,
super cool.
She's like getting so much more comfortable being uncomfortable, which I like say all the time, but mm-hmm. that's jiu-jitsu. But I was like, girl, you've gotten so calm and like, you're allowing your brain to like get you, you know, figure it out instead mm-hmm. of. Yeah, so shout out to Elise.
Yeah, she's
and her boyfriend great. Sean's gotten a lot better too. So
that's cool. Yeah, because I only see him on Saturdays for like a minute.
Yeah, because he comes to all the morning classes. Okay. And yeah, he works hard.
You have quite the morning group.
Yeah,
I love all my morning. I was gonna say boys, but I do have one girl now.
Yeah,
I love all my morning people.
Yeah. I just want the morning people to come to the evening classes because for the first time ever. There are people that train at our gym that I've never met.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty wild.
It's not acceptable. So we love you guys, but stop hiding in the morning.
Come to Saturday open mat.
Yes.
If you can.
Yeah.
Show up. We want to meet you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I could too, but we know that's not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually up, but I've got the hang.
Yeah, that's too hard.
Yeah.
So we do have the inner squad is coming up at the gym, which mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited for. So if you've been wanting to get signed up for our inter squad tournament but haven't done it yet, the deadline, I believe, is next Friday, March 29th. So get it together, though. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The other thing that we're doing is the free teens event.
That's cool.
So it's in May.
Oh, the self-defense.
Yeah, the self-defense one. May 11th is a free women's self-defense for teen girls.
I love
that's
that.
Great.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. It's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. It's on a Saturday at the gym.
Hey. Yes. I love Yeehaw. That. I'm really excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Make your girls go.
Yeah.
Send your friends.
All right, my friends. I think we've done the damn thing.
Yeah, we did it. It's been a while. Let's not be this long next time.
Yeah.
All right, people.
Okay.
If there's anything you want to talk about, shoot us a message.
Oh, yeah. We have an email.
Oh.
Jiu-jitsu. No, we just have an email people can send to. Send us an email to jujitsuishard@gmail.com. I was thinking of Instagram, like @jujitsuishard.
Oh,
you can do that too.
You can send us a DM @jujitsuishard. And I want to use like this board to make sounds to like cheer for us and stuff, but we don't know how it works yet.
Yeah.
Someday I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out and then maybe you'll get some sound effects.
Yeah, that's going to be
fun.
They
would love it.
All right. Okay. Have a great time, y'all.
All right.
Bye. We'd like to hear from you. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.